When a lot of people are 18, they haven't yet devised a plan for their future, preferring to simply bumble along day to day. But often this is a sign of privilege. They can afford to be that indecisive thanks to the ever-present safety net of the fabled Bank of Mum and Dad. Penny was in a different position. She had to have a plan for her future because she had recently been asked to leave the family home. Her parents believed strongly that their children must learn to make their own way in life. So Penny couldn't meander around or take a stereotypical gap year to find herself. She had to get motoring right away and support herself. How would she make her way in life? With creativity flowing through her veins, the artist's way seemed the right one for Penny. Adele's mother-to-be was a tall and slim young woman with raven black hair. She lived in Islington, North London, having grown up near the old Arsenal football stadium in a family with plenty of fans of the famous football club. However, she did not have a London accent. And as Adele's father remembered, no one would ever guess Penny came from the capital. On the other hand, her looks made her stand out, he said, thanks to her legs up to her neck. A creative soul, she loved to draw and paint or play her guitar. She hoped that her plans to take up an art course might help her make her way along a creative path. The thought of making a living out of her love of creating things excited Penny. Then, her plans went awry when she discovered she was pregnant. Little could she have known that the child she was expecting would go down that creative path herself and become a globally recognised artist. Penny's life took this unexpected diversion after she met a Welshman called Mark Evans in a North London pub. She was in her teens, but Evans was in his mid-20s when they met. Evans, a broadly built window cleaner, also had the gift of the gab and the looks to go with his charm. They met on a fateful evening in the summer of 1987 at the King's Head in Crouch End, North London. They got chatting and quickly hit it off, so they arranged a second date, this time at a more central venue. Mark's favourite pub was the 18th century Punch and Judy in Covent Garden, so they arranged to meet there. He realised that Penny was not the sort of young woman he would be able to rush into his bedroom, but they kept meeting at the pub. As he explained to the author Sean Smith, the Punch and Judy quickly became their place. It was in their place that Penny first dropped the big bombshell news and told Evans that she was pregnant. He was shocked, to say the least, but tried to present a composed and supportive face for the expectant mother. Just a week later, at the same trusty boozer, he did the decent thing and asked Penny to marry him. He felt that he was doing the right thing by Penny, but she actually turned him down, telling him they were far too young to tie the knot. Whether Mark was secretly relieved is not known. So she was not to marry, but she did have to make changes to her life. She gave up her dream of a college course, but in keeping with the family philosophy, she still left home, moving into emergency accommodation for unmarried women in Finsbury Park. Glamorous, it was certainly not. But she was supported by the National Childbirth Trust Charity, which has helped millions of parents through birth and early parenthood since it was founded in 1956. On the 5th of May, 1988, Penny's baby was still 2 weeks away from her due date, but in contrast to most musical divas who infamously arrive late for all engagements, this one decided to arrive early. Adele was born at North Middlesex Hospital, weighing 5 pounds, 10.5 ounces. Her date of birth makes Adele a Taurus. Like her celestial spirit animal, she has guts aplenty, but appreciates a sense of stability and comfort. Some say Taurians like to be in control, and as we shall see, Adele was not uncontrolling when it came to her career. Indeed, it was the things she was not able to control that freaked her out about it all. Penny and Mark disagreed over what name to choose for their new girl. Mark wanted to call her Blue, but Penny gave that idea very short shrift. She preferred the name Adele. But she added two middle names, Laurie, and as a gesture to Mark, Blue.